Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
What is up, everybody? I have a great topic for today, and it's one of those sort of loaded questions that we see in the headlines. Real estate prices, are they about to drop? So that's it for today, Tony. Let's get our intros done. I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We're a team of real estate agents here in Ohio. We basically cover the northern half of Ohio. And Tony, we're on pace to do about 500 transactions this year, which still puts us as the number one team in the world. We'll say in the world, in the U.S. for Century 21. Best to reach me, Mike, at 21mike.com. Go to our website to schedule an appointment, and you can click that button right at the top. And we do this weekly training. Tony and I do it. Sometimes we cover for each other, but Tony Geraci is broker owner of Homestar, which is over 500 agents, well over 2,000 transactions a year. And Tony's main focus is, of course, training, mentoring, helping agents be successful. And Tony takes time with me to do this 20-minute training every Tuesday, which we record, throw on our podcast, Free Beer and Real Estate, on our YouTube channel. And Tony makes himself available, believe it or not, by text. You can get a hold of Tony anytime you want. So hit him up at 216-374-1269. Tony, what's new?
It's the same stuff, just different people. It's real estate, houses.
Yeah. Tony, so again, topic for today is real estate prices. Are they about to drop? What are you seeing out there in the market? Like, isn't there a lot of noise in the market where, you know, the news outlets are creating panic or clickbait? I mean, what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, it's an example. It's just like when we saw in reverse, we saw an extreme seller's market and people selling their houses way over value, way over list price. We didn't see that coming. We're not going to see, we don't really know. It's a supply and demand thing. So yes, in certain markets, values are coming down from their ultimate high because there's a supply, they're starting to become an oversupply of homes for sale. But we're not seeing it in Ohio, at least I'm not seeing it in Ohio, values coming down because we're not going to have an oversupply anytime soon. We're not going to have a bunch of people just dumping their properties because of values. But in other areas there of the country, yes, there are, where the values are coming down.
So Tony, you make a great point, and that's a super segue into what I wanted to talk about today, which is, as agents, we should be the source of data. Our clients shouldn't be going to Zillow. I mean, Tony, you and I were at a Century 21 convention where the speaker said, guys, you're failing because you should be the source of data for your clients. You should be Google for your clients. When they want to know something, they shouldn't be going online and Googling it or going to Zillow for their home value. It should be you. You should be the source. So yeah, we can watch the news headlines and click on clickbait that says home prices, are they about to drop? And that's all well and good, but real estate is hyper local. That hasn't changed since you were licensed, Tony, since the beginning of time. Real estate is hyper local. So the data for the nation might be different than the data that's happening in your local market. Now, trends stay true, and that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about today is trends and how to pull data and what and how to interpret that data for our clients. So, Tony, I mean, you've been licensed a long time. Real estate's a hyper local thing, right?
Oh, definitely. It's hyper local down to development, down to where your business is, a city, an area. It's different. Definitely across the country, it's totally different in different markets.
Okay, so I'm gonna flash some stats, and I know those of you who are only listening will talk about this for you. So here's the U.S. and I'm looking at two numbers here. This is house price, median house price. And we know that from 17, 18, 19, even into 20, we had normal appreciation, normal fluctuations. We know that in most markets, prices dip a little bit in the winter. So I have someone in the chat asking, bottom line it for us, Mike, and I will do that, okay? Based on the data, we're going to see, we think, and Tony, like we said at the beginning, we're just brokers. We don't have crystal balls. We're not attorneys, all that kind of stuff. And we'll give our opinion. Bottom line is nobody knows for sure exactly what's going to happen. And there could be some catastrophic outside force, like a, you know, like a 9/11, God forbid, or something like that, or COVID that causes a weird thing to happen in the industry. But right now the data is pointing to a shortage of supply, which leads to prices staying strong. So these two lines, again, we're looking at prices zooming up starting in 2020, and market time is the other one that we look at that talks about, you know, that tells us how fast are homes selling. Is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? And what's interesting, even though data is hyper-local, real estate is hyper-local, here, at least in Northeast Ohio, these trends hold true. Inventory's down, which is leading to prices staying robust, and market time is still extremely low. So Tony, big picture here on these stats. What are you seeing? Like, what's your prognostication for what's going to happen with prices?
Again, hyper local, but I feel that the prices will come down a little bit in certain areas. I don't think in much in our area, but again, like in that, if you told someone, you look at that, if you bought before 2020, don't worry, you're still going to make money. Now, if you bought 6 months ago and you're going to try to sell a year from now, I don't know if you're going to be as high as it was there. So it's just, look at that data. When there's a big high, sometimes it comes down, but you're still ahead. You know what I mean? You made money as long as you bought the house. If anybody who's buying like a single family house without doing much work to the house as a short-term investment, it's kind of like buying stock today and thinking that you're going to sell it a year from now and make a lot of money. You know, most financial planners say you got to wait it out. You got to wait. It's over time. Same with real estate. And that's why I tell people, like, I got people that want to invest in real estate. Should they invest in real estate now? Yeah. If it's a long term, it's going to go up. But if they buy today, can I tell you it's going to be worth more a year from now? I don't know. I don't, in certain areas, I don't think so. But over 5 years from now, yes. 10 years, yes.
Absolutely. So unless you're buying a value add property, it's always been true since the beginning of time. You don't just buy and resell and typically make a ton of money in real estate. So I'm going to show a couple of things here. So number one, I'm going to share a bunch of stats, and this is for real estate agents. But if you're the client of a real estate agent, they have access to this powerful tool in the MLS, and it's the stats tab right here on the MLS. Everything I'm going to talk about today, and if you're able to see everything I'm going to show you, came from here. Okay, so for example, I'm pulling up a graph right now that looks almost identical to what we're seeing on a national platform. So this is actually listings versus sale price. And when you look at our market in particular, we're a winter market, you know, where things get cold and it slows down, there's less inventory, fewer sales. And this is median price and number of listings. I'm going to get to market time in a second. But being able to pull this data and share it with your clients is so powerful, because that blue line that we're looking at, it's trending upwards over time. Now, does it go up and down? Of course it does. The prices change based on the season. It could change month to month just because that's how the market is. It's not going to always go up every month, but prices will continue to trend up. The other thing that I'll say about prices trending up is, as long as we have inflation, the price of everything goes up. Okay. And they talk about prices adjusted for inflation. That means that if inflation soars to 6 or 7% and real estate prices go up at 8 or 9%, really that's a net 1 to 2% increase, but the prices will continue to trend up. And the reason for that is the shortage of supply. You know, here in our market, this is Cuyahoga County, Northeast Ohio. We're used to having anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 homes on the market at any given time, Tony. Now, yes, rates being a little higher has curbed demand to some extent, but as you'll see with these upcoming stats I have, it hasn't slowed down the market. We're still, I think it's like 14 days to sell a house, which back in the day, Tony, I mean, remember, if you could promise a seller you could sell their house in 30 days, they would worship the ground that you walked on, right?
Right, exactly. And then just one other prediction. I mean, not prediction. This is something that could happen. is, and I saw this on the news the other day, was that Barbara Cochran, is it? She was on Shark Tank.
Barbara Cochran.
She's predicting that the rates will come back down. And if they come back down in the fives and fours, we're going to see so much activity. We're not going to even know, you know, so many buyers are going to come out of the woodwork and buy because they saw the rates go up. They witness it. Now, imagine we keep our inventory the way it is, and then the rates come down and a lot of buyers come out, then we're going to sell even higher over ask listing price than we did before. We're going to see some crazy, if the inventory continues, doesn't pick up, and we get a lot of influx of buyers, that we're going to be back into these, you know, 30 offers on every property within two days, you know. Yep. So that's a very possible prediction, you know, one avenue.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number one team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So again, no one knows what's going to happen with interest rates. I would argue that there's no reason for the Fed to lower rates. I think they're going to stay between 6 and 8. Now, they could go up to 9, they could come down to 5, sure. But I don't see any factor that's going to cause them to say, oh, inflation's gone, let's bring the rates back down to the 4s and 5s. I would be surprised. Now, that said, I can also tell you that when you look at inventory numbers, which agents and you clients out there of agents, you know, you want to watch this. As I look at these inventory numbers, Tony, there's no external force that's going to magically add thousands of listings to the market. Hundreds, maybe. You have builders here in Northeast Ohio building as fast as they possibly can. I see new developments going up on any little vacant piece of land. But when you think about it, how fast can they really put those houses up, and what kind of dent is that going to make in the demand? I would say not enough. There's no way the builders are going to build so many houses, at least in the next year. Maybe now in 5 years, are they going to overbuild and then we're going to have an overage of supply? But this is not going to happen overnight. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. No, the thing, I think the number one thing that's holding this up is the interest rates. It's just that so many times I'm talking to agents, I'm talking to people out there myself, they're just saying, I would love to move, but I'll stay in my house. I'm at 3%, 4%, I'm at 2%. You know, when the rates come back down, I could buy a new house, I could downsize or upsize or whatever, then I'll do that. So I think it'll go up when people are willing to buy a new home. Yeah. Like you said, you can't build enough new homes to have that go up. We got to get people moving. And right now it's kind of stale out there with a lot of people because they're just waiting. They would love to move, but they're just waiting to see what happens. But let me say one more thing. But I pushed them and said, but you really should move now. And they're like, why is that? Because if the rates come back down, you could refinance. So if you should still be looking, if you really want to move and need to move, move. And then if the rates come down, because if you don't, the rates could go up and then you're not going to protect yourself. So if you buy now at a 7% rate, you'll have a 7% rate. But if you try to buy 2 years from now and the rates are 9%, you can't get a 7.
That's a great point.
So absolutely. I said, don't watch the rates if you have to move. You can always refinance.
Now, going back to the price conversation, when someone says to me, well, I think prices are going to drop, I think there's going to be an adjustment, I'm open to that idea. It could happen. But my first question is, why? What are you seeing that's going to cause that to happen? It's not inventory. It's not like suddenly there's going to be a ton of inventory. What we're actually seeing is the number of sales dropping. And that's because there's not enough inventory, and secondarily because of interest rates. But the days on market, an excellent indicator of what's happening in the market, is staying extremely low. So again, I'm flashing up here Northeast Ohio numbers. You guys in your local markets need to know these numbers so that when someone says to you, oh, well, it's going to shift, it's going to become a buyer's market, there's going to be a flood of inventory, and suddenly days on market is going to soar. I would say, great. Tell me why. Why is that going to happen? So right now, like I mentioned, Northeast Ohio, we're still around 14 days to sell. And what's normal for us is 30 to 45. That's when the market was balanced. Now, the number of sales has dropped, and it's going to drop again because winter's coming, but you can see how very regular and normal the number of sales is. Yeah, we had a boom couple of years, and everyone's comparing to the last 2 years. Guys, throw those numbers away. That was an insane time. Kind of like we can remember 2008 to 2012, but that's not the norm. So I would say throw those years out, remember them, but that's not what we're going to compare to. Compare to 18, 19, and we're at a normal number of sales. So the numbers don't lie, Tony. Any comments on days to sell or number of sales?
Oh, no, just like us, like as a company, I think number of sales year to date, we're down about 13%, but that we're up 20% from 2 years ago, because last year, 1 year, we were up 35% in sales just in 1 year. That's just that doesn't normally happen. It's like 5-10%. So I knew that was going to be adjustment, but we're still ahead because we're a business of a long-term business, been in business 25 years. So just like any investment. So yes, it's going to go ups and downs, but you got to look back, not just what happened yesterday or last year. You just got to look over like any investment. You're going to, like, if you own a stock, right, Mike, you own it for 10 years, you're going to see this ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. So again, this is real estate. This is long-term, not short-term.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, if you want to know how to do this, if you're a real estate agent listening, I've got a great video on running stats. Just search my name, Mike Ferrante, running stats in the MLS. I did a video all about this. So let me shift gears. I'm going to go to the last stat that I want to talk about. And it's two things. There's months of inventory. And Tony, I'm going to prep you for this. I'm going to ask you to explain months of inventory. And then the other thing that we want to know is, how are we doing as far as the closed price compared to the list price? And the number I pulled for this was the original price. So we know that there's some price reductions. I actually took the like worst case scenario here and said, no, let's not compare to the price that it was now, but maybe 30 days ago, they started at 500,000 and then they dropped it to 475. I'm comparing the sale price to the original price. So real quick, Tony, explain months of inventory to our listeners.
Based on the number of sales and how many listings we have, is this how many months of inventory is there? If, again, based on if no other new homes came on the market, correct? So yep. Just like, this is how many sales we've had over the last 90 days. This is how many houses that we have on the market. And if no other new houses came on the market, we'd be down to zero in this amount of months.
That's right. That's right. It's the number of months it would take for us to run out of houses if no new homes hit the market. There's another fancy term they have called absorption rate, and you could do that calculation. But the MLS will spit this number out. And typically, Tony, like they say nationally and in our market, a good, healthy, balanced market is usually somewhere between 3 and 6 months of inventory. Isn't that what you've always heard?
Yes, because it usually back then too, it took 3 to 6 months to sell a house at that time.
Exactly.
Too. But yeah, that's a healthy inventory.
And right now we are under 2 months of inventory. So if that doesn't tell you something, and if you look at the last 3 years, that's where we've been hovering, around 2 months of inventory. So that tells me there just aren't enough homes, and with the pace. So people are saying, yeah, but Mike, sales are slowing down. This months of inventory accounts for that. It accounts for the number of sales. And it's telling us there's still only 2 months of inventory, even given the current pace that homes are selling at. The other number is the percentage of list price. You know, everyone, oh, things aren't selling over list price anymore, Mike. Okay, I'll grant you that. But if we look at the graph, it's right at 100%. Tony, in our market, remember back in the day, we'd say, well, if I write a 90% offer, that's respectable, right? 90% of list price, that used to be a respectable offer.
Exactly. Without even saying, that's kind of like my normal response when a buyer's agent used to ask me, you know, before even looking at what house they're looking at. Yeah, I mean, it's without insulting the seller, within 10%, within 90% of the value or what's on the market. Now, you know, sellers are getting upset if you're not coming at list price.
Right.
They're like insulted.
Yes. So we can spit these numbers out just like that. And when someone says to me, oh, the market is faltering, prices are going to drop. I'm like, oh, really? Homes are still selling for 100% of the original list price. I'm not talking about, oh, you lowered the price 20 grand and then it sold for list price. This is where they started. So yes, we're starting to see some price reductions. I would argue partially because sellers are getting greedy and they're having to come back to earth a little bit. But 100% of list price in the Cleveland market. You know, we've got, Tony, we have listeners all over the country and even some international listeners. That's not normal for our market. We were never a market where people were in bidding wars and going tens of thousands over list price.
No, most of them, I would say, if you said seller market compared to buyer's market in the last 30 years, at least in my experience, we've had more time in a buyer's market than a seller's market over 30 years. I just, you know, I again, this quick story, I still tell agents, I remember selling houses when I got in real estate, and there was too many houses to sell. We said you had to narrow it down, please. Go drive by the houses before the internet, before, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the planet, and go, please drive by all of these 30, 40 houses, pick 10, and we'll go see them this weekend, and narrow it down before, because I can't show you everything. And then it was like going to a restaurant with a huge menu, and then every minute they were coming out with new specials. So I would get a buyer and we're like, you have to write it up. You have to close as soon as possible, because all of a sudden 10 more properties are going to come on the market and they're going to want to kill their deal and go see those other ones. And you're like, you got to like shut them off. Hopefully they don't drive around the neighborhood anymore, because they would see this other house that they like and try to get out of their contract. I mean, you probably remember that back in 2009 and 10 too, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. That's when I got licensed. So 15 years of this to your 30 or so, but let's sum it up here, Tony. The message that I really want to convey today, and then I'm going to throw it over to you for final thoughts, but the message I want to convey is that we need to cut through the noise. We need to cut through all the crazy headlines that are out there, markets crashing, and ask people why. You know, do you know the numbers? Do you know the statistics? Do you know what's actually going on in the market? And I would ask you guys, each of you professional real estate agents out there, you should be putting something together for your people, for your clients, for your sphere. We do a monthly market update video. You can find it on the YouTube channel. Every month, I talk about the numbers. And real estate doesn't turn on a dime, you know, unless it's COVID or 9/11, like we talked about, Tony, or the foreclosure crisis of 2008. Real estate doesn't turn on a dime. It's not like suddenly prices are going to go from, you know, in our market, to 225 median price down to 125. It just doesn't happen. So unless you start to see some trends, some data changing, some outside element affecting the market, things move very slowly. So being aware of the data and communicating that to your clients, whether it's on social media, through videos, through doing reports like these, and having the data at your fingertips, I think it's necessary. We are the information brokers. Tony, final thoughts.
Yes. I'll be a little selfish about, as agents, you don't care about, when you're looking at your business, if the prices of the houses go up a little bit or down a little bit, it doesn't matter. Just kind of like financial planners, they're still in business. When the market crashes, for some reason, all these financial planners and stockbrokers are still in business because they're based on volume and how many people and customers they have. So if you have 10 buyers a year, in 1 year you have 8, you're still in business. If all 10 of your sellers, you had 10 listings or 20 listings this coming year, and they're all lost a little bit of money, you still made money. You think about you, the values that affects your clients, unless you are buying properties yourself. You just have to be aware of it and have to know the number so you could advise them, but it doesn't affect your business. So their value came down a little bit, you made a little bit less commission because you best on a percentage. So again, and the average agent sells, I'll just throw out a number, like 8 houses a year, if you'd average all the 8 agents out there. So technically, if you're down 20%, you're down a few sales, you're still in business. So the market doesn't affect individual agents' businesses. You affect your business. That's it. You could go out there and find 20% more business if you want. Go get it. So I said, any agent that blames their business on the market, you have to be a huge agent and team to say, wow, or a big company selling thousands and thousands of homes a year to say the market's there. Because just like our business, we're down 13%, I mean, up overall in the last couple of years, because we're such a big company, sell thousands of homes. We are affected by the market. We turn into an average. You and as individual agent don't turn into average. You control your what you do. Hopefully that makes some sense. And
yeah, I love it. Thanks for that, Tony. So just final thought here. There's not going to be a huge crash, in my opinion. We're going to see our seasonal dip in prices. And then next spring, things are going to heat right back up. But the inventory problem is going to remain, which is going to drive all that. That's my opinion based on the data that I've produced here today. So
I agree 100% with you, Mike.
Well, then it must be right if we both agree.
Yes.
So guys, love talking real estate. Please go to 21mike.com, drop an appointment there if you want to talk to me, or just email me directly, mike@21mike.com. And if you're on YouTube and you want to check out that stats video, running stats on the MLS, just search my name and running stats on the MLS, and it's right there. I go through step-by-step exactly how to do it. And please come back next week and join us. And thanks, everybody. See you all next week.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.